All right, thanks a lot, John D. It is 14 degrees right now in downtown Hancock, and we have, I don't think any snow falling when you came in.
No, no. Pretty clear out there, actually. Clear skies, sunrise coming up, Dirk, and yeah, hard to believe we're going to get over freezing today, finally. It's going to feel good.
That's right. Temperature a little bit warmer in Mexico probably right now than I think it is here. And in fact, Javier, what is the temperature back home right now? Any idea?
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Let's go with Fahrenheit so I don't have to convert.
That's Fahrenheit. Probably 70 degrees right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
That's
down there.
Nice.
No big deal. Yeah, 70. We're here with Javier Oliveros, and Javier's from our men's tennis team. He's a senior, and Javier also works in my office as one of our assistants doing stats and other things, but he's got some family ties to Michigan Tech. Javier, give us a little bit of your background. Talk about where you're from and your family a little bit.
I was born and raised in Mexico City, but I moved northern of the country when I was 10 years old to San Luis Potosí, and I've been living there since until I moved here.
And talk about your family. We know your sister, Sylvia, and if you remember Sylvia Oliveros, was on our tennis team. Everybody liked Sylvia, so you had big shoes to fill, but talk about your family a little bit.
Tennis is a big thing in my family. Obviously, Sylvia, she's quite famous around here. And I know she has, I had to fill pretty big shoes in the tennis court and in the classrooms. She had a really good GPA. And that's it. My parents, both doctors, don't speak a word of English. They are probably listening, but they don't understand what's going on.
You say they're both doctors?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, and so what? Any specialty? Or are they just?
They're retired right now. My mom was a dermatologist for over 30 years, and my father was an anesthesiologist, I think, also for 30 years. But now they're just enjoying life.
Nice. So how did your sister? Obviously, you had ties to Michigan Tech or knew about Michigan Tech from your sister. How did your sister find out about Tech? Do you know?
She got lucky, pretty much. right after high school, she was looking for a scholarship to continue her career, and she got recruited for Michigan Tech because of its academic prestige, and the tennis team was coming on a rise. So she got recruited to be a number one, two player. She got a pretty big scholarship. She came and she made her own way. Like, she didn't know anybody when she got here.
Right.
She started from scratch, so it's a bit of advantage for me, like, to come in the past. She already carved for me a little bit.
Were you concerned at all about the culture difference? I mean, the climate and it is so different.
Well, they told me there was a little bit of snow up here, so I was a little concerned, but I came to visit, I think it was December 2009, and so I already know what I was coming to, but again, no big deal, it's so easy to move here, small town, everybody's really nice to you wherever you go, so sometimes I miss home, but I got a home here.
So what are you studying?
I'm a technical communications major, specializing in journalism.
Mm-hmm. And how about when you got here, and obviously the whole tennis thing, talk about your tennis background and you know how you're able to, you know, to get to this level of playing. What did you do growing up to learn tennis?
Well, I've been playing tennis since I'm 6 years old, so it's been 17 years so far. It's been a long way. Pretty much it's a lot of sacrifice and dedication. Practice 4 hours a day for almost 4 years.
No.
And that had to be done. I reached top 10 nationals back home when I was 18. And that's what opened the door to come here, to have a good background, have good experience, and thanks God I made it to Michigan Tech Tennis.
How often do you see your parents?
I saw them this past winter break. We met in California to visit my sister, and hopefully I'll see them again for graduation. Mm-hmm. So every 6 months.
Where's your sister at? Where's Sylvia at now?
Sylvia right now is in California, in San Francisco.
Nice. Is she have a job now, or is she still doing school, or what?
She just finished her master's degree at Purdue this past summer, and believe it or not, she got married.
Oh, cool. And how about you? What are your plans for post Michigan Tech? It's coming up quick, isn't it?
Yeah. Every time I think about it, it's getting closer. Try to get a job. I've been applying a couple of places to get a job, trying to get some experience in my field. and pretty much keep up. I'm done with tennis. I don't want to know anything about it, but it's a pretty big tie to cut. Probably I'll end up with something involved with tennis.
Do you have any aspirations to coach or anything like that?
No, not coaching. No. Not for the moment.
Yeah.
I want to take a couple of years to, like, for myself to
sure.
for my degree, because I've been spending 5 years.
Do you have any place that you in particular that you think you might want to live? I mean, do you want to live on the West Coast? Do you want to go back to Mexico? Or?
I don't really have a preference. You know, I'm open to whatever comes. I think being hoping to go to a certain place might be a barrier that might stop me to go to get a certain job or sure. do something I want. So I'm pretty open. Whatever chance I have, I'll take the best shot I have.
Here with Javier Oliveros from the men's tennis team. Javier, talk about this year's team a little bit. You got a good group of seniors. We've got Felipe Dos Santos along with Pedro Rodriguez on the team. And so you have a fellow Mexican and a Brazilian on the team playing number one and number three along with you who are playing two. Talk about the team and what you guys are hoping to accomplish this spring.
Well, more than a team, we're a family right now. We had 5 incoming players last year, and we're the top 5 players, so we're pretty much to each other. The expectations are really high this season. Last season we beat Wayne home, which was a huge win for us, and we beat Grand Valley in GLIAC tournament, mm-hmm. which was also a pretty big win. So we know we have what it takes to compete with these bigger teams that are Norwood, Ferries, Grand Valley, and Wayne. We have what it takes. We just have to take our shot, and that's a goal right now, to end up top three in the GLIAC. Hopefully, make it to the regional championship to get a bid for national tournament.
You must have been pretty familiar with the teams from your sister. I mean, who all the GLIAC teams were, which ones seem to have good tennis teams every year, and which ones you really want to beat. And
well, it's a little different because there are some schools that have a tennis team for women, but mm-hmm. they don't have for men. For right. example, you have Hillsdale, you have Saginaw. They don't have a tennis team for men. So it's different, every school. But you always know, for example, Norwood always gets really good teams for mm-hmm. tennis. You have Ferries. They have the PTA program, which is Professional Tennis Management, PTM. Mm-hmm. They always get really good players as well. You have Grand Valley. Well, big school, big tradition down there. So.
Sure.
You're always competing against really, really good players from all over the world. You have there was last year a guy from Ohio, Dominican. He was from Morocco. Mm. He was an unbelievable player.
That's one of the cool things about tennis in college. It's a team sport, but it's also an individual sport. I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of a weird amalgamation between the two, mm-hmm. because obviously you got to go out there and play your match. If you're playing singles, you're out there by yourself, and yeah, you have a coach that can come and give you some tips or whatever. But you're really, you're battling with yourself as much as your opponent sometimes. But at the end of the day, obviously, if your team wins, you're happy. I mean, whether you won or lost, you may be disappointed in yourself, but if the team wins, you're happy. So it's kind of a weird deal with college tennis, but if you get a chance, come out and see the Huskies play at the Gates Tennis Center, and you'll be impressed at the pace of play these guys hit. Javier, I've hit with Javier a little bit, and he was nice. He kept hitting it back to me, made me feel good about myself. But these guys hit the ball hard, and it's a pretty high level of tennis. A lot of fun to watch, and Javi, we wish you the best of luck throughout the season.
Thank you very much, Wade. Thank you very much, Dick, for having me today, this morning.
Appreciate it. Great job.
Hey, let's let him say hello to his parents who might be listening in Mexico.
Hola, mamá. Prende la grabadora.
That's awesome.
There you go. A little culture on Drive Time this morning, Dick.
All right, more Drive Time coming up right after this.